A Union for Life, September 4th. The Home God Built. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. The marriage vow links the destinies of the two individuals with bonds which naught but the hand of death should sever. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus declared plainly that there could be no dissolution of the marriage tie, except for unfaithfulness to the marriage vow. Every one, he said, that putteth away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, maketh her an adulteress, and whosoever shall marry her when she is put away committeth adultery. RV. Jesus pointed his hearers back to the marriage institution as ordained at creation. Then marriage and the Sabbath had their origin, twin institutions for the glory of God in the benefit of humanity. Then, as the Creator joined the hands of the holy pair in wedlock, he enunciated the law of marriage for all the children of Adam to the close of time. That which the Eternal Father himself had pronounced good was the law of highest blessing and development for man, like every other one of God's good gifts entrusted to the keeping of humanity. Marriage has been perverted by sin, but it is the purpose of the gospel to restore its purity and beauty. Men and women, at the beginning of married life, should reconsecrate themselves to God. Where the Spirit of God reigns, there will be no talk of unsuitability in the marriage relation. 15. Though difficulties, perplexities, and discouragements may arise, let neither husband nor wife harbor the thought that their union is a mistake or a disappointment. Determine to be all that it is possible to be to each other. Continue the early attentions. In every way encourage each other in fighting the battles of life. Study to advance the happiness of each other. Let there be mutual love, mutual forbearance. Then marriage, instead of being the end of love, will be as it were the very beginning of love.